Hoopnik, can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Glitchard, can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Yep, I'm naked. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Thank you. And rest in peace, Fife Dog of Tribe Called Quest. This is Bonksley, Bonks, Bonks, Bonks. I am the village idiot of SWC Poker, the worst poker player on the site. And I am here with the three greatest players in the world, not just the whole site, but in the world. We are a part of steelsclubhouse.com. We are representing swcpoker.eu. We got a lot of shit going on tonight. Yep, I'm naked's with us. Kissa couldn't make it. Broke Neck and Glitch are here.
What's up, Yep?
What's up?
We are hosted by Yep, I'm Naked, right?
Yes, he is rehosting us. Thank you, Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
My pleasure.
We have bounties at the First Fry Tournament.
On all of us, yes. Oh, five chips plus one lookup at sealsclubhouse.com.
And
I also have a last longer. Anyone?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Chip last longer. Send 10 chips to Broke Neck or entrance so far.
So you can end up winning. If you win the fish fry, I think you might be over 100 chips tonight.
Yeah,
if you enter all that you can possibly enter, which I have. So, yeah, thank you for being on tonight.
Glad to be here.
You are doing something really interesting, something I can't physically do because my brain won't allow it. You are starting from starting from $20, right?
Yes. You're
doing a bankroll challenge thing.
Right.
How in the world, after playing high stakes, can you go back down like that?
It's really just more of a challenge for myself. I'm having fun with it, just to see if I can start from the bottom and work my way up.
For everybody that didn't hear, what is exactly the challenge?
All right, so what the idea was. I'm starting with $20 worth of Bitcoin, which is basically 50 chips. And I'm going to be using relatively good bankroll management, trying to work my way up to a full Bitcoin. So the idea is once I hit one Bitcoin in the bankroll or on July 1st, whichever comes first, I'm going to be giving away whatever the balance of that bankroll is to a random viewer of my Twitch channel.
All right, I'm sorry, I was muted. Yeah, you're doing it on a different account. You're doing it on Birthday Suit.
Yeah. So I didn't want to plan my my usual Yep, I'm Naked account because I still like to play my other games throughout the week when I get a chance. But so I started a second account called Birthday Suit. Kind of keeping in theme, Glitch actually suggested the name, so I went with it. And so basically the first time a new user logs into my Twitch channel, they get two tickets, and for every 20 minutes that a viewer is in my channel while they're logged into Twitch, they get an additional ticket, and all of those tickets are going to be used for a raffle upon completion of the challenge, and the winner is going to get the full balance of that bankroll. And I plan on having several other smaller prizes as well, but that's going to be the main one.
That awesome. Is pretty crazy. Go ahead.
So far the challenge is going pretty well. not last weekend, but the weekend before, I didn't really play because I wasn't feeling well, but already after it's been about 2.5 weeks of play, just off and on a couple times a week, I'm up to 133 chips currently from the 50 that I started with.
I just wanted to say, how drunk is Bonks already? He accidentally closed out the
I was wondering where you chat. Went there for a second, Bonks.
It was an accident. All right, so what happened was I rage quit last week because I've been doing the same thing is putting in $40 at a time, which is so stupid. I should just put like 5,000 in, and losing it. And I think I dropped my mouse with a lot of force and broke it, but it still kind of works, but it double clicks everything. And I double clicked the whole app that we use out and left the show. Thanks. So sorry.
You have a damaged mouse from tilting.
It's not the first either.
Robanks, what you missed on this weekend was, some unfortunate crap. There was a DDoS attack on SWC Poker and other Bitcoin poker sites.
Really?
Yeah. And so that led to intermittent connection problems. And then, but they've been working on it constantly since the shit started.
Didn't PokerStars do something recently too?
PokerStars did open in New Jersey. It kind of coincided with that, but I'm sure it was just a coincidence.
Didn't they raise their rakes, too?
I don't know. They're always raising rake.
Yeah, they've raised rakes. They raised all of their rake to coincide with them opening up in New Jersey.
That's something, Poker Stars. You have to answer. So, yep, why are you giving away so much? or potentially so much.
Yeah, really, it's just I'm trying to draw attention to the site. I want more people to know about Bitcoin, Bitcoin poker in specific, and how easy it is to use. I don't know, the thing is, more traffic on the site is going to be good for everybody. So,
yeah. Do you come across a lot of people that haven't heard of Bitcoin yet in the total poker world that you are immersed in?
Yeah. I think most people have heard of it. A lot of people just don't understand it, and they don't understand how easy it actually is to get. And I was actually in that boat. I had heard of Bitcoin a long time ago, actually, but I didn't really know how it worked, and I didn't care until I decided I wanted to play on SWC, and then it took me days to figure out how to actually put money onto the site.
So the people that watch your stream, do you get a lot of? How do I buy Bitcoin or have you had signups maybe?
Yeah, I've had several, and I've had a couple people tell me that the YouTube video that I made helped them put money onto the site. So I may not be reaching as many people as I had hoped yet, but. A few people are playing on the site because of my stream or my YouTube videos.
Beautiful.
In general, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just saying that's kind of the whole goal of everything that I'm doing on there.
It's just to advocate for Bitcoin.
Well, yeah, SWC in specific. Yeah.
Oh, good. We appreciate it.
What is you're in Texas now, right?
Yeah, I'm in San Antonio.
What is Texas law with poker? Do you have any options there?
Other than like home games and stuff, they have they have a poker club out in Austin, which is about an hour and a half away from me, and it's actually kind of cool. They have, I think they spread 1-2 and 2-5. No limit hold'em only. I think they have PLO on certain nights, and you don't. You just pay in like a quote unquote membership fee, and that's how they get around the gambling laws. It's considered a private club. Yeah.
Yeah. So online, nothing.
No. I mean, I can still play on any of the US facing sites here, but there's not even talk of regulating it here in the state, as far as I know.
Yeah, I'm in New York. It's even worse for me. I can't even play DraftKings and FanDuel. Not that I sucked at it anyway, but
they're talking about taking daily fantasy away from us as well here.
Oh really? Yeah. Why Texas and New York? Why do you do this?
Yeah.
I've noticed the WSOP recently announced their schedule, and yep, I'm naked. I'm wondering if you've set anything in stone, or do you have plans to go back out there this year and partake, or any thoughts on the WSOP this summer?
Yeah, I'll be out there at least once, possibly twice. The main time period that I'm looking at is kind of that first week after the Colossus. I'm going to avoid the Colossus if at all possible. And then the week after, they're having the Dealer's Choice, and there's a PLO event that I'd like to play. So I'll be out there once or twice.
And how many bracelets have you won?
That would be zero, sir.
How awesome would that be, though? How many events have you played in?
Total?
Yeah, this coming from a person that will never end, hasn't and will never play in a bracelet event or even a satellite because he's that bad.
I think I've played, I don't know, probably 11 or 12 events.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I usually go out there and I'll play a couple events and then cash games for the rest of the time. I don't like tournaments that much.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I got a question for you. In my experience, live cash games are night and day different than online cash games. Your strategy and approach needs to be different. People play differently and just a lot of things work different. Would you say the live tournaments is the same way? Because I've never played a live tournament.
Live tournaments are maybe not quite as bad as a live cash game, but they're definitely a lot softer than, you know, if you were to play like a high stakes tournament online or something.
Would you have any advice for someone who's used to playing the types of tournaments we play on this site, who was going to try a small live tournament out for the first time?
Yeah, I would say be patient. Live tournaments are generally a lot longer, and you know, longer levels. You play less hands. And my main advice would be stay patient and use the people around you to entertain yourself. You know, get involved in some conversations.
Is the WSOP cash games, are they drunker than normal or wilder than normal cash games in Vegas?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, if you go most other times during the year, there's going to be a lot of nits or games where, you know,
you got
five 80-year-olds at the table who limp every hand. But if you go during the series, you get a pretty good mix of casual players in there too.
So do you not even you don't even specialize in a game? Do you just look for the wildest table? Electric table, I guess, or do you play specific cash games, or did you specialize or just play it all?
I generally don't play too many of the two card games. Okay. While I'm there, it kind of depends on where the action's at. So yeah, a lot of it's table selection, but the past couple of years, the Big O tables have been amazing. Big O 8, that is.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. You're the first to correct us and been wrong the whole time. It is Big O 8. I saw it on 2+2. Go ahead, sir.
Have you seen any five-card PLO games run?
High only, you mean?
Yes, on live.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. I've seen four card and I've seen Big O. It's always been eight or better. Yeah. What event are you most looking forward to?
The Dealer's Choice, without a question.
do you choose the same game every time, or depending on your stack, do you have strategy to it?
It's pretty much always going to be Badoosie, just because nobody knows how to play it.
I've seen recently they've been doing some pot limit Badoosie. Have you tried that at all?
I've never played at pot limit, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a wild game.
Yeah.
It's an interesting little turn to it.
I haven't played pot limit Badoosie myself either. If you think about it, though, you kind of know whether or not you have a pretty good hand fairly early on after the first draw.
Yeah.
Unless you're Yep I'm Naked's opponents in the dealer's choice event. You just don't know how to play at all. How many? They have a list of like 20, 30 games they let you choose from, don't they?
I think it's 14 games.
Okay.
Currently.
That's manageable.
Yeah.
It seems like you'd come across dealers that may not know the game.
Yeah. That's one issue with the WSOP. No. A lot of the mixed game events, you get some really horrible dealers who don't know what they're doing.
And that has to be the most technically challenging event for a dealer.
Yeah. And some of the players are just brutal to them as well.
Yeah, I remember that totally. That I remember watching Lane Flack when I was young play in a tournament, and somebody was just giving the dealer just hell about a split pot game, something he had never dealt. And this is like 2004, 2005-ish, so everybody was new, and Lane Flack just, all right, he just like took control. It was pretty cool to watch him, you know, just because he played the game so much, he knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah, I would have to say the worst is probably Ted Forrest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's really a pretty nice, quiet guy to the other players, but when it comes to a terrible dealer, he's just straight up brutal.
I can see it.
Yeah, I can too. I liked him growing up when I first got into poker. It's like, that guy knows what he's doing, Ted Forrest, but it's too bad to hear that. Who else have you played against? Like, who's the toughest player you've had to deal with?
In what game?
Let's say Badoosie.
Badoosie? It's probably, I don't actually know his real name, but he played, he went by I Hate Hold'em.
Okay. I remember and the name.
Yeah, I do too.
Last year I used to play 20/40 Badoosie with him like almost every day, and he's very tough. He started off as a fish, but he learned quick.
And you don't know who it is still? Did you try to get it out of him?
Yeah, we had actually discussed meeting up in Vegas last summer, but then I didn't hear from him again. He kind of disappeared. So,
are you still willing to meet up with anyone in Vegas this summer?
Oh yeah, for sure. If anybody from SEC Vegas this summer at the series, I'll buy you a beer.
He offered me that, but I ended up buying him one and a cigar, so don't let him pull your leg too hard. Yeah, we met up out. It was during the Millionaire Maker last summer. It was a good time.
Did you guys do a last longer?
Did you make it through dinner break yet?
No, I busted shortly before dinner break.
Yeah, he still owes me, so we did. But he never pays.
Speaking of which, there is a last longer in the fish fry that starts in
5 minutes.
Seven to 5 minutes here. Jump on in. Send me 10 chips for the last longer. Box, do we want to tell everybody about our big plans for May for SWC?
Yeah.
The fish fry.
So we're going to a Mets game, and we're going to go on a Thursday night, and we're going to do the fish fry from New York City on a Wednesday night. I haven't figured out the, where we're doing it from, which bar or strip club that we're doing it from, but we're going to be hammered for sure.
If anybody has any recommendations or would like to meet up, please let us know.
For certain, we have Razzle Dazzle Ball, Brokeneck, and me.
We're just trying to get enough people to go to this baseball game with us where we can write SWC poker on our stomachs.
We got the SWC. We need the poker.
We've got the SWC covered.
Who wants to apply to be the Pete?
We're gonna do a Tinder challenge too, I think, for that weekend. You get the most girls to show up and winner, and it's gonna be like an Outlast pool, an Outlast Tinder pool.
Doc House also. Do we have an official what the number's gonna be for the winner? It's added by Doc House and his tributes.
I haven't been looking.
He's just going to match it, whatever it is. Right now, the first place prize is sitting at 25 chips.
Oh, Dr. Beerman just sent me 10 chips for the last longer. It reminds me, we've got him scheduled next week as a guest, right?
Yeah, we're going to bring Beerman on next week.
Can't wait for that. Henry put a bounty on himself, too. There's 2 chips, so that's, that's a 5th bounty. Bino 52 was the winner last week. I know this because I finished 2nd to him.
Mr. Yup, I'm naked. Birthday suit.
Yes.
What seal keeps you up at night? What player on SWC poker makes you have trouble sleeping at night?
This would be somebody that gives me nightmares.
Or sexy dreams.
Hmm. Those are completely different things.
I'll answer them both since you've got multiple.
All right. Let's see. The nightmares. that would definitely have to be Brokeneck because you just can't beat bad players.
Your firsthand experience, huh?
I know this from experience.
I'm glad. All right. And so is that your fear or your most nightmare?
Yeah, that's got to be a fear, like a nightmare.
Okay, so Brokeneck isn't the sexy dream one?
No.
Does that still belong to Nancy?
Yeah, that would have to be Nancy, no question.
And so she's
Nance?
She's still your favorite troll box seal then?
For sure.
So I have competition?
Yes.
For the Nance.
And one final question I have here. What was the first sign that made you think that Box was metrosexual?
It's got to be the suit.
You know, I don't wear suits every day.
Well, that's all I've seen you in. So I just assume that you do.
Yeah. No, I'm simply a village idiot. I didn't make that up in the introduction. Somebody, one of my teachers in high school, actually called me the village idiot. He was my golf coach. We were at a golf match, and I was just being silly. I think I took my shoes off in the bunker or something like that. And he told all the other coaches that I was the village idiot. I didn't disagree with him, but that's how I feel now. The village idiot of scenes.
Quick update here. Doc House and Box have donated an extra 20 chips to the first place in the fish fry tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
And Havoc is giving a 5-chip bonus to second place.
Five chips for the nit that comes in second.
So sweet of Havoc.
Yeah. And Goosley once again is in charge of mixing up the beer batter. So if you end up a little drunk after the fish fry tonight, blame it on Goosley.
Sunday night, I drank 2.5 bottles of wine and spilled the other half. And... That spill actually, today I spilled some water too, And that put me in second place on the all-time spilled drinks leaderboard, I found out. They updated me at the Guinness World Book. And I'm actually only 5 spilled drinks away. So I just wanted to let you guys know about that. I will be famous for something someday.
Well, you've got to be number one for SWC, though, right?
Yeah. I'll have Guinness double-check that. I like to... make sure that the leader all time in the world isn't also at SWC. That'd be fucking something, wouldn't it? But statistically, it's pretty probable that they're not at SWC.
Yep, I'll make it. Another quick question I have. Is your family supportive of your poker playing?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. It wasn't always that way, but... I guess it's when I started coming home with more money is when it became okay.
Yeah, understood. When did you start playing poker?
About 12 years ago. Give or take a year.
Okay, so you were a little bit older in life. You were in your 20s.
Yeah.
Did you know poker before that? Did you play cards?
I did, but I never really took it seriously.
Yeah. So were you playing like even quarter nickel dime games in growing up, or were you just money didn't become a factor in poker until 12 years ago?
Yeah, I think I'd played for money maybe once or twice before that. I grew up playing games, but I didn't necessarily grow up playing poker.
Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you? How are the nootropics, the experiment, how is that going?
Oh, actually pretty well.
Yeah, mine is too.
Yeah, it's not, you know how a lot of people like to compare it to like that movie Limitless or something like that. It's nothing like that.
Yeah.
But I feel more alert early in the day when I'm usually not, and my concentration and just general energy level tends to stay higher throughout the day than it did before.
You had said this, but I noticed it myself as well that I'm just happier in the morning.
Yeah,
it's just like it wakes me up to I'm kind of motivated for today, and I like it. I'm looking forward to it. That's not every day, but
the people around me have noticed that I'm a better person in the morning than I was before.
Who fucking likes mornings, you know?
Nobody.
Exactly.
As a poker player, I thought we were allergic to mornings.
Yeah.
I generally sleep through them. If we're talking about the sunshine mornings, but oh, we're off. Dr. Beerman's at my table.
There's the fish fry started. Currently has 42 entrants. The last longer is closed with 7 entrants, 70 chips to first place.
Sorry. If you need 2 chips, I'll send them to you.
Yeah, and if you need 2 chips,
let's get it to 100.
We need to break records, guys. We want Guinness around for more than just his Ben and Jerry's ice cream record.
Ooh.
Once again, there's bounties on birthday suit, box, broke neck, and glitch. And an extra 20 chips will go to first place, courtesy of box, and Doc House. And Havoc will give that second place Knit an extra 5 chips.
Thank you, Havoc.
Yes, thanks for causing havoc in my transactions.
And Dr. Beerman is adamant that he has sent you 10 chips for the last longer, and you have not included him.
He did. 1, 2, 3.
And we could have had that absolved a lot more quickly if he had been on the show this week, as he had promised, but he wasn't. Dr. Beerman is the one that labeled me the Metro Man. I don't know what that means, where it comes from. I think it's silly. Henry has a bonus too. one chip to whoever goes out 20th, and two chips whoever takes out Henry.
Wow.
So nobody said they needed chips. That's surprising.
And there's no questions for Yup, I'm Naked on the chat. Yup, I'm Naked. I like your YouTube series you've started doing, or you've made a lot more videos recently. Are you getting good feedback on those? Are people liking them? What are you getting?
A little bit. Mostly the one where I demonstrated how easy it was to put money onto SWC. I don't have a ton of subscribers on YouTube yet. That's kind of something I'm working on.
Yeah, you need more subscribers. When I first found out about Twitch, it was kind of at Seals, and it was Yep, I'm Naked and Butters were the first two that I had seen on there. And I watched Yep play, I didn't know how to play Bidacy and Badoosie, and I watched and learned a lot. Or I knew the game, thought I knew how to play, and then watched those guys play and learned a lot. So I definitely recommend. I'm assuming most of the videos are your streams.
A lot of them. Most of them. I'm kind of trying to do other little like blog type videos. Yeah. just random stuff or things that I think might be useful or helpful to somebody. So I'm just kind of trying to get my name out there a little bit to try to grow the stream, really. And in turn, try to drum up a little more traffic on SWC.
The stream dream.
It's kind of funny when I first found out about Twitch, I watched, Jay Carver.
Yep.
Yeah, I watched him and I thought it was a cool idea. I never really thought about doing it, but it just kind of happened.
No, yeah, it's interesting. I give a lot of credit to people like him that are really, really good at it. It's more than just being a good poker player. You have to be an entertainer. You have to have an audience that wants to interact. It takes a lot to have a good stream. You're off to a good start.
What does Jake Harver play?
Anything and everything.
No, I meant what site?
Right now he's.
I thought he was a U.S. guy. I'm guessing.
Lives in Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. he's streaming from New Jersey this week though, since PokerStars is available in New Jersey.
An American that moved to Canada, or was he Canadian? I wasn't sure about that.
I believe he's an American citizen.
Yeah, that's
what I thought. Okay.
He started off streaming on, I don't know, one of the first poker sites that became legal in Nevada. I can't remember what it was called now. Ultimate Poker or something.
I see Henry in the chat. I missed it. Broke Neck confirmed nightmare. Fuel. Let me see this. It sounds like he's really upset. Anybody know what's the matter with Henry?
What, did you knock him out already?
Oh, I think I know what he's mad about. He wanted to flip last night.
Oh.
Confirmed nightmare fuel. I experienced it last night. Oh, no.
What happened?
Yeah. Oh, we did a couple flips. Confirming from the way that how he typed in the chat, I think you could see how he ran. Confirm how he ran. He had a caps lock on in his rant. So any big is your Rain Man offered any challenges or done much OFC lately?
Nah, she's kind of been laying low. She still plays on her iPad.
Okay. Just playing for fun.
Yeah. Yeah, she had some pretty big victories over the holidays.
Yeah. I could see. I remember you said you didn't give her any days off. I saw that on Thanksgiving you made her play. Did you guys make her play on Christmas too?
Yeah. Yeah, she played against Kevin Smith on Christmas.
No days off. No days off for Rain Man.
Somebody's got to pay the rent, you know?
Yeah. So is OFC boarding school in the future? Or was that just a rumor?
Yeah. That's I can neither confirm nor deny.
She had a hard time making the trip to San Antonio. That's how we know. We're up to 51 entrants in the fish fry. One person's already knocked out.
Yes. Not for the one person knocked out, for the entrance number.
Three people, yeah.
Dockhouse, if you're listening, where are we at with the what happened there?
Oh, Dockhouse sent the money to me. That's right. An extra 20 chips. Oh, really? Chips. Yeah. Okay. He had to go to the store and you were driving him to drink. Yeah, so he was going to the store to get more beer.
Yep is actually at my table now. And he has position on me, as if he needs it.
He's not very good at no-let-him-hold-him tournaments, don't worry. I think Birthday Suit's a better player than Yup, I'm Naked, personally.
It's probably true.
Birthday Suit has not showed me how to win with a pair of sevens and sevens yet. But Yup, I'm Naked can do that.
Sometimes sevens are good.
What is the average length of time or number of hands played that you feel it takes to gain expertise in a hand or in a game? Yep or Broke. You're both geniuses.
Well, you have to study, you have to learn, you have to. I don't think you can just play your way to a champion.
Yeah, I agree. It's a lot of theory work. Math. Yeah.
You guys have never not studied in any game?
I mean, I don't want to say I haven't not studied, but I mean, I've talked a lot of hands with other people, whether they're good or bad. If they're bad, you get an idea of how bad people think. If they're good, that's how I take it, is you just get a glimpse of why people do what they do, and you just kind of retain that and help to take it on. That's kind of what I call my studying or review. But yeah, I mean, there's some math and looking up hands, and but I don't constantly do that or run numbers or see stuff of that nature. There's a lot more I could do, I believe, and I would make me a lot better player. I totally feel I'm lazy, kind of spinning my tires. We all get that way in life. Peter
Prisco. Yeah, but I call OFC Chinese. Is that wrong? Is that not the proper name? Just like Big O is a split game.
I think people know what you're talking about.
That is how I always heard it referred to. It's Chinese poker.
OFC. Yeah, Chinese poker in general is just you're playing three different hands. Where open face Chinese is the way they deal the cards.
Oh.
Yeah, I think Chinese poker covers a broader range of games.
Okay.
But you could say Texas Hold'em, you have no limit hold'em, limit hold'em, hot limit hold'em.
So when Helmuth was tweeting that he was playing Chinese on a plane, he was not playing the variant that is offered here?
Probably one of the variants that are offered here. You know,
he possibly was. Okay.
You know, there's many different variants offered on here. I'm sure he was playing one of the variants. I don't know what they play in the regular. Yup, I'm Naked would have a better idea. Is it just queens are better?
Yeah, queens are better always.
That's okay. That's the standard.
Yeah.
Now is the same. Does a boat in the middle get you a repeat fantasy land?
Yes.
In all forms that you've ever played?
Any game I've played in, yeah.
Because okay. I don't believe so on the phone app that we play, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. And I've heard other people say that, but I've never played. But you, where you come from, it's always a repeat fantasy land if you have a boat in the middle.
Yeah, any time I've played live, it's always queens are better. And then always quads are better in the back. Full house are better in the middle, and trips up front if you're already in fantasy land.
I gotcha. Did you play in Vegas at all?
No. No, I didn't play OFC in Vegas at all. Uh-uh. So I've played live in home games.
Yeah, I saw they run. I was wondering how they would do that with points here in Vegas. You know, if you're expected to play out of your pocket, if you're expected, you know, to play by points or what you have on the table.
You have to buy in for a certain amount.
And then once you're out, like if I'm in fantasy land and I have a repeat fantasy land and you're out of that money, you know what happens?
That I'm not sure about.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't make you buy in for more than what you've got on the table. I know that.
Okay. So it's basically what you got on the table.
Yeah.
Like it is here.
Yeah.
Well, I got my dad right to my right. I didn't even notice in the tournament. Gruffy Dog, I got my dad signed up last week on SWC. He wanted to play in the tournament. Now he's right on my right.
What's his username?
Scruffy Dog. Henry, I saw in chat, he had one coin worth of nightmare fuel last night. So we got a little carried away with the flips. One coin later, Henry finally went to bed. I remember now. Yeah, I was running really hot. I think I won 15 out of 20 flips against Henry. That's running pretty good. Are you a good flipper, Box?
Against Henry, I am. I'm an overall winner. I think we've played 2 out of 3, like 7 or 8 times, and I've won every time. So I'm in the same 15 to 20 range kind of thing that you are.
Okay. Henry?
Brookneck's dad on his right. That's weird because I have his mom on my lap, you see.
Yeah, that's one coin's worth of that. I hope my mom's not listening, Henry. We'll track you down.
Henry. Oh, thank God that my mom does not listen. You know why? Because I would never tell her then. She would try to play. And then if anybody made fun of me, she'd be like, no, Bonks is a very good person.
Yeah.
And mom,
Bonks,
could you stop?
Get the dishes done before your tournament starts.
Bonks needs a girlfriend. That's what she would say.
Henry's drunk again. Henry must be drunk again. How's your stack looking, Bonks?
Like I haven't played a hand. 1485. I did play a hand though.
Yeah, I got a little over 1690.
Is 54 entries a record? I'm not sure.
I want to say 60 for some odd reason.
Yeah, probably.
60 for some reason is what I remember.
I want to say the most we ever got was
number,
72.
Good number. So you haven't been running too hot at the cash game tables, eh, Box?
No, not at all.
Taking some time off. Maybe you need to think about your game.
Well, you're one of the few that are beating me, so
yeah,
you would know better than I presume you would know better.
Yeah.
Big O strategy, if that's
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's a fun game. You got to be Nitterson, I believe, early, get a stack, and then you can kind of open up when you have a stack. But it's about getting that stack.
I think it's a psychological thing that I do that I play correctly and win a few hands and win a few stacks. This seems to be the common thing that I go through. And then I start playing incorrectly, the degen starts to take over, or I say, ooh, I'm going to win even more of a stack. And I play less better hands, and I start losing, and then I lose the whole stack, and then that's all I've deposited anyway. So, because I don't know why I even do that.
No, it's big O. I mean, it is kind of bingo. I mean, you can get five straight bingos and not have played bad.
What so, I'm saying is that it's so seesaw-y that it's it takes a toll on you psychologically. So it's extremely tough to have the ability to remain nitty or remain like stoic when you play this game, because it's just a game that really rides on your emotions. But I do take loss as well, I think.
I mean, you don't. Maybe not. Maybe you should be a little harder on yourself.
Thanks to everybody who entered the fish fry. Looks like we ended up with a total of 55 entrants. Yeah. 55.
That was hard on myself.
Dr. Beerman says that the Christmas fish fry, which was the free roll, had over 100 entrants. You don't want to know why Beerman knows it?
Did he win it?
That's the only reason he remembers it.
Yeah, because he won it. So I believe that. Yeah. That's right. He's coming next week. He just texted.
Yeah. Thankfully. Yeah, that'll be cool.
Said he's ready to go next week. So.
Yep. You're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
How's the whiskey going?
Pretty well. Yeah, I actually drank it all.
Yeah, I need a break.
Already?
I need a break, too. Can we pause the clock?
Yeah, I think the broadcast is coming near to an end for me.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the show under late notice. It's great, as always, to have you as a guest.
I appreciate you guys having me. Thank you very much. Thank you for all that you're doing.
Make sure that Rain Man gets in her mandatory 10 hands of OFC before bed tonight.
Will do. I'll remind her.
Thank you to Yep, I'm Naked. Thank you to Doc House. Thank you to Seals Clubhouse. This has been the Seals Clubhouse Fish Fry.
Yeah, support everybody as much as you can.
Peace.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Hey. Yeah. What else? We're going to be on Discord. I'm going to be on Discord getting drunk.
Come chat with the drunks.